Nachts, the song that begins the cycle, was dedicated to a mysterious Frau Dr. T.J. Who could this have been?
It was me, because my name was Jelinek when I had my parents' name.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved the night song especially.
Yes, and, as a genre. Yeah. Mm.
And of course, all this time which I describe, it is hard to describe what went on in his soul and all the anxieties that he had to endure. And part of it was his poverty, and that we couldn't marry, and that he couldn't see me when he wanted to, and that we had to meet, so to say, always, on the side and on the sly. And all this, and he was a very open person, you know.
Yes.
And, and all this, I think, must have weighed very heavily and produced great turmoil in his soul.
Oh, certainly.
And so the night song was one way of softening all this, of bringing peace to himself.
A kind of relief.
Yes.
Through.
Mm-hmm. So he can, in this time, there is a great many night songs.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, four of these songs deal with the night.
Right. And there are many others unpublished that also deal with the night. Another song of interest in this collection is Ein Stündlein wohl vor Tag, one of his most excellent settings, I believe, and a setting that had been a poem that had been set earlier by Hugo Wolf. And this raises an interesting question, because this is not the only text Eric set that had been set by earlier composers. Did he have a reason for picking such poems, or was he aware?
Well, one of the reasons, I think, is a very, I would say, practical one. When Eric went to concerts, and of course he went very often to concerts, he would keep the programs.
Oh.
And along with his very sparse library, they were there.
Oh,
and
I
when
see.
He was in need of composing, he would leave through the text.
I see.
He would consider this just as a text and would probably maybe not even notice whether it was composed by Hugo Wolf or by somebody else. And sometimes right there in the concert, when it was a minor composer, sometimes felt I could do this much better.
So it's like a
challenge.
I want
to do this, but in another way.
Yes, I see. There's a song that is almost frightening in its impact. It's called Frei, and it has to do with a locomotive that is driving and wailing in the night. This is the earliest example I know of machine music in Eric. Machine music was quite popular at one time in the century in general. But there are three or four other pieces by Eric that also involve the machine, and all but one are frightening. How did he view machinery and 20th century technology?
I don't know about the train. I have told you that train was one of the things. It was a vehicle for going away. And all this was trauma. And a very strong trauma, you know. It was really a kind of sickness with him. So in this case, the locomotive that puts terror into the souls of man was very much the reaction that he had when somebody said going away. Because even when we were married and we would go to places, one thing I must say, it put terror in him, but he wanted to go away. I mean, it wasn't that he didn't want to go away. It wasn't that. It was just so terrible, hard for him. And even after our married life, when we had been married a long time, when we would go to Lake Arrowhead, he would be just awfully unhappy the first night. And it lasted about 24 hours, and then he was adapted to it.
That's amazing.
But it not being where he usually was a very, very great pain and trauma.
He had a very strong sense of place, a very localized sense, too, it seems.
The funny thing is that when we actually emigrated and went so far away and went to America, he was all the time happy. On the ship, he couldn't have been happier.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And that was so, you know, it was really kind of strange.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.